decade-long time monitoring of candidate luminous blue variable stars in the two very metal-deficient compact dwarf galaxies DDO68 and PHL293b, by N.G. Gaseva et al. We have studied the spectral time variations of candidate luminous blue variable stars, CLBV, in two low-metallicity blue compact dwarf galaxies, DDO68 and PHL293b. The LBV in DDO68, located in HII region number 3, shows an outburst, with an increase of more than 1,000 times in alpha luminosity during the period 2008 to 2010. The broad emission of the high and halines display a P-Cygna profile, with a relatively constant terminal velocity of 800 km per second, reaching a maximum luminosity L, alpha, of 2×10 to the power of 38 erg, s, with a FWHM of 1000 to 1200 km per second. On the other hand, since the discovery of a CLBV in 2001 in PHL293b, the fluxes of the broad components and the broad to narrow flux ratios of the high and Hey emission lines in this galaxy have remained nearly constant over 16 years, with small variations. The luminosity of the broad alpha component varies between 2×10 to the power of 38 erg, s and 10 to the power of 39 erg, s, with the FWHM varying in the range 500 to 1,500 km per second. Unusually persistent P-Cygna features are clearly visible until the end of 2020 despite a decrease of the broad to narrow flux ratio in the most recent years. A terminal velocity of 800 km per second is measured from the P-Cygna profile, similar to the one in DDO68, although the latter is 3.7 more metal deficient than PHL293b. The relative constancy of the broad alpha luminosity in PHL293b suggests that it is due to a long-lived stellar transient of type LBV, SNIN. This was decade-long time monitoring of candidate luminous blue variable stars in the two very metal-deficient compact dwarf galaxies DDO68 and PHL293b, by N.G. Gaseva et al.